Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Garage Squad Motor Trend TV's hit series surprises do-it-yourself mechanics with expert help to finally get those project cars out of the garage and on the road. Part of that expert help is the lead mechanic on Garage Squad, Joe Zulper. Born into a family of mechanics, Joe knew in third grade he wanted to be a diesel mechanic, began working independently at 18, and at 23 opened Prison City Choppers outside Chicago, and has seen it grow into one of the largest custom shops in the Midwest, winning multiple awards along the way. Garage Squad airs on Motor Trend TV and the Season 6 finale, October 30th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. To talk about the series and the exciting season finale, Joe Zulper joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
Where has this season gone? I'm looking at this when I'm getting the announcement that you're going to be available today, and it's like the season finale already? The season just started. This has really moved by quickly, hasn't it?
Oh, it always seems that way. But, you know, on the builder side, you know, 10 cars, it seems like it takes forever to get them done. But once it's airing, it goes so fast for everybody to see our work.
You know, what's really, I think, unique about what you do on this show is you're not just fixing up cars. Some other people do that fine. But it's the story of the owners. And talk about that, because I know that's special for you, because these are people that come to you and you're really filling a big void in their lives, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Rick, it's sometimes it's very emotional on set when they start telling you their stories about what has happened to them. And, you know, I got to tell you, as someone that is growing up in a gearhead family, you know, cars can make a family and cars can break a family. You got to know what you're doing. And we go in and we take a vehicle that may be important to somebody, whether if it was their dad's or maybe their son was helping them with it, or you know, whatever the case may be. And we try to bring that vehicle back to life with them as a positive in their life, whether if it's in loving memory of someone or whether if it's, you know, just spending time, you know, with your son, your daughter, your wife, whatever the case may be. And we try to get people to understand that cars can bring a family back together.
Let's talk about the season finale is on the 30th. The week before that, it's called Cutlass Comeback, and you've got a special family there. Tell us briefly what we're going to see in that episode, because that looks like that's going to be a very touching and moving episode.
Yes. You know, I don't want to give you everything on that episode. You know, I really want you to set your DVRs and watch it because it'll be worth it. But that episode was very moving. These two men have been through some really tough times and losses of their family. And the car sat on the back burner for a very long time. And legitimately, we understand. And what the object was to get this father and son back working on this car together again. And, you know, we can't fix the problems in their life, but we can help them move along and find other smiles and happiness, you know, with this vehicle. And that's what we did. And I think we did a really good job, and I think they're very happy with it.
We'll be watching Garage Squad for that. And then the big season finale, when even Santa needs a new sleigh from time to time, right?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I got to tell you, it's one of my favorites. It is one of my favorites. I can't wait to watch this episode myself. I haven't even seen it yet. And this is a 30 hot rod that we turn into Santa's sleigh. And this police department, what they do is they drive around during the holiday season, and they deliver food, toys, and gifts to the local community. And the kids, you know, love the fact that, you know, there's Santa Claus is driving up in this street rod, and it's something that, you know, is going to touch your heart, and it's something that is, you know, was worth all the efforts in the blood, sweat, and tears that we had put into this. This is going to be a real uplifting episode for everyone.
I got about a minute or so left here. Talk about when you get a project like that, something that's very old and really not in the best of shape. Do you ever look at that and go, there's no way we're going to be able to bring that thing back to life?
Usually I'm the optimistic one that is, you know, we can definitely do this. And everybody else is usually wanting to chase me around with a wrench thinking that I'm crazy. But you know what? The hard part is finding the parts and, of course, the time. I mean, we, you know, there's times we work around the clock. We do whatever it takes. So, and I will say the older the vehicle, the harder the build. I mean, because the older the vehicle, the harder the parts are to get. So it all depends on what year it is and, you know, what type of vehicle. You know, if it's an old, you know, Austin Martin, we're in trouble. We ain't going to get parts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you improvise so well. I've only got about 30 seconds here, but creativity, sometimes I'm thinking, where does he come up with that? And I understand it goes back to what, working on your grandfather's, his farm.
Yes. You know, back when you work on a farm, you know, we didn't have a lot of money to go out and run and buy new parts. Yes. You had to kind of try to make work with what you had. And that's what, you know, we do on this show. And I can tell you, you know, you can take me and the guys and drop us off out into a desert at a junkyard in the middle of nowhere. And I guarantee you, give it 3 or 4 days and we'll be driving up to your house in something.
And you will see all of that unfold. Well, yes, and you'll see all of that unfold. Great stories behind the people that bring their product to Joe and the crew. We're talking about Season 6, Motor Trend TV's hit series, Garage Squad, season finale, Wednesday, October 30th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central on Motor Trend TV. Lead mechanic Joe Zilper with us on the program. Joe, thank you for joining us. Best of luck with Season 7 coming up. We're looking forward to that, but first, Season 6 finale. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, and if you want to keep tabs on what we're doing, follow me at Public Figure Page, Joe Zilper on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
And you'll find In the Garage on YouTube as well, some great information there as well. You'll find all those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.